Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. I want to find out where my refund is.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
46227.
One moment. Your name?
Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, O'Neal, O apostrophe N-E-A-L.
Okay, let's see here. Last name again, ma'am.
O'Neal, O apostrophe N-E-A-L.
Let me see, O apostrophe
N-E-A-L.
And the first name is?
Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E.
Try another way because I'm not finding it with that. Let's see here. 46224 is the zip code. Is that correct?
No. 46227.
Okay. Let's see. And you say you want to see where your refund is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's try it. Let's see this. What is your phone number? Is 313?
No, 317-935-65. 5-3.
There you are. All right, so will you verify your address for me, please?
8920 Hunters Creek Drive, number 103, Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right, it's showing up, pulling up now, so let's give me just a moment to see what they have here.
Okay.
Alrighty, I see. Oh, what's the amount of the refund, ma'am?
Supposed to be $56.95.
Refund, okay. That was done on 12/12. It usually take 3 to 5 business days. So it was submitted. It's just 3 to 5 business days.
Well, today's the 21st.
I know, ma'am, that's approximately 3 to 5. It depends on your bank. We submitted it. It's your bank, it's up to the bank when they put it back in your account. So it was submitted here.
Well, okay. Last week I was told it was going to be mailed. And
I don't know about the mail, ma'am. Normally, you just go. I've never had one to be mailed back. It just goes back into your account. Does it not? I see here where you requested. That was in November. What's this about you requesting an e-check? You hadn't had a.
I didn't
You,
request the e-check. I requested the refund, and
when did you request the refund, ma'am?
it's been a long time. November. And I get told something different every time I call.
Well, it's explained what you explained to me. You didn't explain in fully that you was expecting a check. You didn't explain so I'm looking for something one way. The way that you ask about it is why you're getting the answers that you're getting differently. If you had said to me, I called, I'm expecting my e-check, I'm expecting my check. They told me I spoke with someone, then we can come to the same conclusion. But we're trying to figure it out for you, and you keep getting different answers from different people because they're trying to figure out what is it that you do. You know, but if you say to me, like you just said, well, no, I'm saying your refund was done. You said, well, they told me it was going to be mailed. But if you had said that initially, then I wouldn't have been looking for what I was looking for that. So the refund was done. And here it said allow up to 10 business days to receive. That was done. That was the last notation on 12/15. So 10 days, it said. View it say, e-check was submitted on 12/9. Allow up to 10 days, 10 business days to receive. And that's the latest update. You
Okay.
also called in on the 13th of December,
Yeah.
stating that she didn't, that you didn't get the e-check put through. They was put on the agent here. Put it on Google Doc. We'll put it up on supervisory board. That was on 12/13, 12/15 by another agent. It said admin viewed the e-check was submitted on 12/9. So it was submitted on 12/9, allowed to 10 business days to receive.
Okay, so when you're saying e-check, that's coming by mail, correct?
I can find out for you, ma'am. I'm not sure. What did they say it was coming e-check? Did they say
Well, one person said it's going to my, automatically goes to my bank, another person.
Well, that is a normal procedure. That is a normal procedure. Did you request an e-check or something?
I didn't request anything. I requested a refund. And they said, one time they said, well, it would go directly to my bank, and it never did. And another person says it's coming by mail. And then someone else said when
let's say this, though. It has, I don't know about all of the difference that I see, but it is coming. Your refund was issued. Okay. The person that did tell you e-check, what did they tell you about that? It was coming when? How? In the mail?
Yep.
Okay, well, then they said it was submitted on the 9th, so we'll look for e-check in the mail 10 business days to receive.
Okay, I get that, but I was also told going to my bank, so...
Well, I just, but ma'am, you're not listening to me right now.
I am listening to you.
The last notation was that you're getting an e-check. If they told you the e-check was going to be mailed, then it's not going to your bank. I know you were saying that, well, last time they told me it was going to my bank. Well, the last notation on 12/15, it was viewed as an e-check. And it was submitted on 12/9. If they told you an e-check is going to be mailed, it's not going to your bank.
Well, I get told so many stories.
Last notation one is 12/15, ma'am. I got that. We got through all of that, but you did have a recent notation of 12/15. And I'm looking at the notes right now. E-check was submitted on 12/9. Allow up to 10 business days to receive.
All right. I'll give it the 10
business days. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.